James chapter number 4, if you could turn in the Word of God to there, we're going to get started here in Jesus' name. I am looking forward to this message. Everybody say resistance. Resistance. There is something about resistance that we don't like. And that is because it pulls against us, doesn't it? Resistance is something that pushes a pressure in an opposite direction of what you're trying to go. Resistance is something that oftentimes we take for granted when really it's always going to be there. James chapter number 4, verse number 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to what? To God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Matthew chapter number 5, let's flip over there real quick. Verse number 39 says, but I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whatsoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn him the other also. Being a Christian and facing what? Resistance. Being a Christian and facing resistance. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we love you. We ask you, God, to reach down into the service today with your anointing. Challenge us, stretch us, and help me somehow to impart something into them, God, that will cause them to recognize what you're doing in their life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. I'm sorry. Resistance. Definition says to withstand the action or the effect of, to withstand it, to put a barrier against, to resist or fight back or push against or try to set something between you and what should be. Resistance is something that we all grew up with from the time we were born. The very fact that there is a resistance fought many of you. I remember as my son was just a young lad, he found out that there was something called gravity. That gravity has a pull, and that pull pulls you somewhere, and it's usually not up, is it? It's usually down. My mom was babysitting our children, or my boy, my daughter wasn't born, and there in the tile entryway of that little house, she had ceramic tile. He took a step and turned, and that little toddler head dived right into that ceramic tile and laid that head open. He found out there was a resistance. Now, you talking about sending somebody into orbit. Mama there was a little bit concerned about that little boy at that point, obviously. But there is always a thing called resistance, something that pulls and pushes against what we are trying to do. The devil has always been the tempter. He's always been the one that's fighting against every single thing that we do. Oftentimes, we put a lot of blame on God when really those sicknesses and those frustrations and those fears and those doubts and those resistance things that come against us, we're not birthed by God, but it's part of being in a sin nature. It's part of being in a broken nature. With broken nature means sickness comes. With a broken nature means sin is applied. There is something there that separates us from God, and that is called sin. That sin nature, naturally, when we are born, every man is born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We don't have a choice in it, thanks to our forefathers, if you want to call it that. But we as individuals from birth are always going to face resistance, a pushback, a process. But this resistance is something that we have to learn to approach in the right way. Resistance causes those things between you and what is pulling against you. It causes separation. That separation is a breaking off. How many of you recognize that? Do we have any muscle builders in the house? any bench pressers in the house, people that like to lift weights and do all those things. Yeah, well, there is a tearing that takes place when you're lifting weights. My son used to be into some of this. My daughter was into some of this, where you're exercising, you're building your stamina, and you're pushing those muscles to the point of resistance, to where they separate. They cause a swelling, and they cause a stretching. But the key to that is to feed that same body with something that can regrow, to refuel, to fill those gaps so your body fills that back in. Now, how many of you has ever broken a leg or a limb or an arm or finger or one of those things that nobody ever wants to do? Though it's separated, if you were to leave that bone separated, eventually that limb would have some major problems. Eventually, the source that's connecting that bone to the other bone, that gives the life from inside. Now, I'm going somewhere. Bear with me while I build a little foundation. Give me about 15. Can I preach a message in 15 minutes? We're going to put a test on it today. But that limb that is separated has a life source that comes from within that bone. And if you can get that bone within a close symmetrical place, there's a natural process that will take place, and that limb will reconnect and grow back together. We as individuals look outside every morning. I mean, it was happy to look outside this morning. It wasn't white. Praise the Lord. I don't mind a white Christmas, but I don't want it in April. And you look outside, you see the wind blow, and you see those things. And they did a test down in Arizona. There was a test that took place where they built this giant building. And it had clear glass, and it could have the natural sunshine. It had all of the elements. It had perfect moisture in going into the ground. It had all the things that it needed. And they planted trees within this huge testing facility. And they wanted to see how it would grow, being in a confined atmosphere, having everything that it needed. And they noticed that these trees were growing at absolute breakneck speed. They didn't understand. You could literally, within days, see growth of the tree. And they were growing exponentially fast. But as these things and plants begin to grow, they found when they got leaves and they got fruit, they actually would collapse under their own weight. It took away something. And they began to study and say, why did the tree with inside, why did the wood never get hard? Why did it never actually come to where you could take it? How many of you ever taken an old oak tree and walked by and smacked it with a stick? It'll shake your whole hand. You found out that tree is hard. It's hard as a rock. You may have ever took an axe and tried to chop a tree down. My son's pretty good at it. Come home one day and he'd chop down an apple tree that I had planted 2 years before. He didn't know what it was. He was proud. Dad, I chopped down an apple tree. I said, oh, Lord. Good job, son. He'd accomplished the task. And many of us, when you look at that perspective and we understand those things, you recognize the hardness comes. And when they began to study why it never got hard, they recognized through all of their studies, it was because within the shelter, there was no wind. There was no resistance. Everything could freely grow. It had everything it needed. It had everything. And there are some of you that's had coaching experience in here. Some of you that's worked with children. Some of you that's worked on a job. There are some things that only come through resistance. There are some things that only happen from pressure from the outside, pushing against. And I don't care who you are. You will never build muscle if you don't have resistance, if you don't have something pushing back, something pushing against. How many of you have you seen the, I think my daughter uses these rubber bands. Call them resistance bands. Now, we thought we were big men, Brother Austin, when we were kids, because we could go pick up a set of dumbbells. I could get them off the floor. You probably lift them up. We thought we really did something. But nowadays, they figured out you don't have to lift a giant dumbbell to build the same amount of muscle mass. It simply can come through a rubber band. That seems crazy to me. All the rubber bands I shot in school, I ought to be a... But it comes from a constant resistance. When we look at our lives and we recognize sometimes the things that go on in our lives and the pushback and the frustrating things and the family problems and the life problems and the job problems and the car problems and can I keep going? And the roof problems and the window problems and the gutter problems and the paint problems. Shall we go on a little further? And the rest problems. And the stove problems. And the washing machine problems. You get that fixed, then you got a dryer problem. You got wet clothes, but you have no way. It just seems like it's a never-ending vicious cycle of resistance. But we've got to sometimes take a closer look and understand those problems that are happening out there are just part of life. It's part of the resistance that we were born into. And the devil is constantly going to be there fighting back against every single thing you do. If you want your marriage to be right, guess what? You're going to have to fight resistance. You want your children to be saved? You're going to have to fight resistance. If you want to be saved, you're going to have to fight resistance. Because that's what gives you the strength to one day stand on top of the hill and look down and say, I made it. I did it. I accomplished it. I finally made it to the top. And how many knows there's no greater feeling when you set your mind to something and you work so hard at it to finally it becomes so easy. And you can do it again. And you can do it again. And you look at the other person and they're just trying to figure out how to do it. And you want to tell them, but you know the only way they're ever going to get it is it takes time and time and time and time and pressure and work until finally they arrive at the top and they say, wow, this is easy. And then they look at the next person and they just kind of chuckle and say, there's only one way you're going to get there. And that's picking up one foot. I remember coon hunting down in Tennessee. An elderly gentleman, he's about 90 years old now, still climbing the hills. I mean, down in Tennessee, coon hunting down there is much different than coon hunting in Indiana. In Indiana, you got to contend with a little bit of mud. You might have to cross a creek, but that's not that big a deal. In Tennessee, you've got to climb from one side of the hill down to the bottom and then clear up the other side. And then you got to realize the truck's clear back over there. We got going down this hill and called it's a place called Hampshire. My wife will know what it is called Hampshire. And these hills are nearly straight. It's so bad you got to hang on to one tree as you ease yourself down to the next one. And it's down and down. And I can hear that coon dog treat on the other side, on the other hill. I looked at old Mr. Rollins. I said, Mr. Rollins, is there any way to get there? He said, yep, right down there and up the other side. He said, come on, let's go. And I watched as he's shinnying down that hill. I'm a young man. He's probably 85 or 86 years old. And he's just, doo, 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 just down the hill. He gets to the bottom, turns around and says, are you coming? And I thought, we're only going down right now. I got to get up the other side and back down and back up this mountain. He started up that mountain. He's just shinnying away, just doop, 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 just like it was nothing. The difference was He turned around and looked at me. He goes, "You're having some trouble, ain't you?" I was huffing and puffing and sweating. I was trying to shed coats and tie them around me because it was getting miserably hot. He'd stop every little bit. He hadn't even broke a sweat. The difference was he had faced that resistance every single night. He had done it hundreds of times. He knew what it was. His body had already built up the ability was to withstand the resistance that he was having from the hill. There are some things that only come with time and pressure. When it comes to your walk with God, the stronger you get will only come with time, again, fighting off the devil. You don't get the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name, saved, sanctified, and now you're a devil slayer. I know we preach it that you can do anything, and yes, you can. But you're some things that takes time to build up and strengthen. And your mind's got to be strengthened. And your spirit's got to be strengthened. The Bible says we are all babes in Christ. And the Bible used the analogy that we're drinking milk as a little child. And the Bible says we grow up into Christ. But he said you're not always supposed to drink the milk. There comes a day that you have to be able to partake. How many knows I was petrified? My wife probably had an easier job of it than I did when my kids were growing up, to move them from formula to food. I was scared to death they was going to choke. My brother be trying to stick things in the kid's mouth. I said, don't you put that in their mouth. What's the matter? They might choke. Oh, Lord, they're going to choke on everything. There comes a point you have to learn to grow up. There comes a point that you can withstand some resistance. You know what? There's a bad attitude now. It don't cause you to backslide. You know what? A cigarette laying in the parking lot don't turn you back into the Marlboro Man anymore. You know what? Just because you're driving down the road and there's a flashing neon sign and a spiraling bar stool, all of a sudden your truck all of a sudden don't go yum anymore. We all been there, ain't we? Oh, we look good. We wear our suits. We look like we're sanctified, Holy Ghost, apostolics, and we are. But we weren't always this way. There was a day our trucks wanted to wheel in there. There was a day when my temper got angry. I wanted to say things you're not supposed to say. There was a day, but you know what? We've learned to grow up into Christ. And now we can face the resistance. And we've built some stature. And we've got some strength. And the winds of the world don't affect us the way they used to. Because we stood the resistance. If we walked into the house of God and we got saved and everything just got better in our whole world, we'd be very weak Christians. When temptation come, we'd fall off the wagon. When problems hit and the marriage trouble came caving in around on us, guess what? We'd be going caving in too. There's an analogy I want to give you today that I never really thought about on the resistance side of things. That resistance that we are facing from the outside works both ways. And I want to tell you just for a precursor, if you can resist the devil and he will flee, you also have the ability to resist God. Resistance works in both applications. You can push off the devil and you can also push off God. We must understand that resistance coming from the outside can't affect us unless we let the outside elements that are on the outside affect our inner source. The Spirit of God is our life. In Him we live, we move, we have our being. He says, "I am the vine." You are what? You're the branches. I'm your source of life coming from the inside. I am that marrow and that blood that's flowing through the inner part of that bone. And though you may be separated, as long as I still have contact, it can grow back. As long as I still have communication, as long as I can still reach into a hurt, broken body, I can still bring it back to life because I'm God. The danger comes. It's when we let things on the outside affect our source on the inside. When that carnality and those thoughts, and the Bible says you're going to have thoughts. You're going to be driving down the road. Guess what? You got to hit flush on that thought right there. Bloop. Disregard. Exit. Don't dwell. Because the Bible says when the seed is planted, eventually it's going to bring forth fruit. Whether that fruit's good or that fruit's bad, it's going to produce fruit. And when you plant a seed in an environment readily to grow, it's going to grow. And the problem is we as individuals better learn that resistance that's trying to coming in, when the wind blows us and we get knocked down, we got to get back up. When it pushes us over, we got to get back up. Think about this, because when we lay down too long, our roots are exposed. And when our roots are exposed, guess what? We're exposing our very life source. We're exposing our vulnerability. And the longer we are down, the more apt we are to die. When you really look at where I'm trying to get us to see today, you will understand that resistance that comes every single day is a natural thing. The best way to deal with resistance, is recognize everybody has resistance. I don't have a special destroy me tag on the back of my shirt. The devil wants to destroy us all. He tempts us all. And if you say you're not, you're deceiving yourself. There's a reason the Bible says sin is pleasure. You know what that pleasure is? It's temptation. On a hot summer day, guess what? Somebody that drank all the time is going to tell you a beer tastes pretty good on a hot summer day. That's temptation. And you learn to resist that temptation. But the Bible says sin is pleasure for a season. How many knows? Seasons change. And there comes a day that sin's not fun anymore. And there comes a day that now all of a sudden what was on the outside has now got on the inside. And now what God was once my life source, now that sin is. And it controls me. And it slowly destroys me. And when I don't have my life source of God, I have an expiration date. I don't know if that does to you what it does to me. But an expiration date means there comes a day that I don't have a choice anymore. There comes a day when God comes back that I don't have a chance anymore, because I have chosen my own destiny. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto man. You know what that is? Just let the wind carry me. It's easier to not have to resist the devil. It's easier just to fall over and play dead. That may work for a bear, but it don't work for the devil. Because playing dead for the devil means he's going to finish you off. Because he knows you're disconnected at that moment. And he knows he has one goal in his mind. And that's to destroy you, destroy your wife, destroy your children, destroy your family, destroy your reputation, destroy every single thing about you, and cause you to believe all of a sudden that God couldn't even love you. And when he's accomplished that, guess what? You are in a desperate condition. We as individuals better learn to leave what's on the outside. We better learn what's on the outside of that building don't belong on the inside. Take a piece of your roof and remove it for a while and see how long the building lasts. Good luck. Take that skylight in the kitchen. Bust it out with a hammer. It might be fun if they leak. Bust that thing out. Just say, well, I like the open air. It's summertime. That's pleasure for a season. Because pretty soon the wind's going to blow. I'll use another analogy. We got a Jeep man back there. It's fun for a season to pull that top off the Jeep, isn't it? There comes a point in time you recognize, without this thing covered, I don't have nothing but a bucket of rust and rotted out interior and calcified controls and little glasses that I should be able to see a speedometer. Now all of a sudden it's the hazed over glassy mess. Because I wanted to enjoy it for a season. Resistance comes to all of us. And it doesn't stop. You want to know when your resistance will stop? When they bring you up to the front of this church, and they close that lid, and I say, I preach to them, God, be merciful. And they wheel you out, and they dig a hole, and they drop you in the ground. This is morbid, isn't it? And they put in the dirt. That's when resistance stops. Because you've made your final answer. You've made your final destination. I don't care how smart you are, how bright you are, how much money you made, how many toys you had. I don't care what you have in this life. I don't care if you're Einstein. I don't care if you're George Washington. I don't care if you're the Pope. Fact is, when that door is closed and they put you in the grave, you've made the final answer. And there's not nothing that can bring you back out except the power of the Holy Ghost. There is one thing that's going to bring you back out of that grave. That same spirit that quickened his mortal body is going to quicken mine to be changed to be like him. You know why? Because I didn't let what was on the outside contaminate the inside. And I may be broken and I may be dead, but I'm not lifeless. I've still got something inside that this old body is going to lose gravitation. And the Bible said, even the sea gave up its dead. And there comes a point, resistance is no more, and the devil can't touch me, and the devil can't tempt me. And the Bible says that there will be no more crying, and no more pain, and no more sorrow, because we made it home. And to this world, that's a foreign land. To this world, that's something that doesn't exist. Because they've learned to just fall with the resistance. They've never learned to stand and say, it doesn't have to be. For every temptation, the Bible says there's always a way of escape. Usually that way of escape is that narrow path that we're not looking for. But if you look hard enough, you'll find that narrow path. But the Bible says there's a broad path. And it's the path that leads to destruction. Let's all stand. I'm coming to a close. When you allow things to reverse and you start resisting the will of God, you begin to die. Best illustration of this is, I've seen it so many, many times through pastoring. Some of you have walked through this. It's a wonderful thing when they've made the right decision. And you see there's no fear in their eyes. They've made their calling and election sure, and this is just part of the process of me going home. It's okay. And there comes a point, one we just did a funeral here not too long ago. As I walked into that hospital room, she pushed that tray back. She didn't want no food. She still had a mouth. She still could swallow. But there came a point, she pushed back the very life source. She didn't want to eat. I don't care who you are, when you push back the life source, it's slow but sure. You will not live without food. Pastor came to tell us today, when you get that resistance backwards and you start resisting God instead of resisting the devil, it's the same as if you pushed back your very life source. And it's a slow process, but the Bible says it's sure. It brings death. Sin is pleasure but a season, but the end thereof is destruction. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed here today, Pastor came to challenge us today to let us know one more time, resistance is part of the process. It's part of the thing that every single person goes through. Now, I don't know what you're fighting in your life, but Pastor come to tell you, as long as you're still connected to your life source. You say, what does that mean, preacher? That simply means you still have a relationship with God. You haven't shut down communication. You haven't pushed back against the will of God in your life. But you still have a communication. Now, you know what happens at an old-fashioned altar? This ain't where sinners come. This is where saints come. Say, God, I need to one more time open up those channels and make sure I got clear communication, because I feel a little broken. I feel a little hurt. I feel a little frustrated right now. Is there anybody else that would like to find, we can make this whole place just an altar. Let's find a place somewhere in this place to pray. If you want to sit at your seat and pray, that's fine. If you want to come to the altar. But I wonder how many of you would just create a little communication with the Almighty God right now and say, God, one more time, I need to open up the channels. I need to keep what's on the outside on the outside. I need to keep the fear, the doubt, the frustration, the temptations that are fighting me right now, God. I need to keep them on the outside. God, protect me. I need my life source to stay pure. Protect my spirit. Protect my mind, God. Don't let me let those things that seem like they're bending me, that they can never break me, as long as I've got you, Jesus. As long as I hang on, as long as I'm holding on one more day, God, I still know I have you. These things will only strengthen me as long as I'm connected to my life source. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come on, is there anyone else that would reach out to an Almighty God? I wonder if you are still in your pew, if you want to just pray right there. Grab somebody's hand next to you if it's appropriate and pray right now. God, I need you to open those channels of communication. Maybe I don't even know how to pray. Maybe I don't even know what the proper channels are. And that's simply, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I need to know you in a deeper way. Jesus, I need one more time to feel your spirit. Baptize me with the power. Baptize me with your spirit, God, one more time. Allow me to know you in a deeper way than I've ever known you before. God, I'm asking you right now to walk up and down every aisle. walk up and down these altars right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you, God, to saturate every mind, saturate every spirit. God, I come to just to remind us one more time that resistance isn't meant to destroy us, but it's meant to make us stronger. We're going to have it, but he said those things won't affect you as long as you're still connected with me, as long as you have that relationship, as long as you have that lifeline flowing through you. You're still my child. I haven't forgot you. I know where you're at. I know what you're going through. I know what devil you're fighting. I know exactly what it is in your mind that's right now, that is even it's tempting you at this very moment. I know what it is. And if you will allow me to flow through you, I will raise up a resistance. I will raise up a standard. And that standard is I can give life back to things that are broken off from the outside. But if I ever lose connection with the vine, if I ever lose connection with my roots, those things that connect me with the Almighty God, the blood of Jesus Christ, if I ever lose the power of the Holy Ghost, I've lost my life source. I've lost the very thing that was meant to give me life. I've lost the very thing that was keeping me vertical, keeping me strong, keeping me in the storm, keeping me in the wind, keeping me in the resistance of this world that's constantly fighting against me. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You gave us a promise. You said you'd never leave us. You said you'd never forsake us. There may be times we don't know exactly where you're at, God, but we have a promise that you're always there. And we can take it to the bank. You're always there. As long as I try to fit my will and submit my will to yours, God, it's always going to come out right. Every single time. Thank you, Jesus.